More than 500 protests are planned nationwide this week. In Madison, activists are abandoning the traditional strategy of holding a rally in the center of the university campus. Instead, they plan a sit-in on Saturday at a military recruiting center at a mall on the edge of town. Madison resident Bonita Sitter says it was her stepson's recent decision to enlist in the National Guard that prompted her to risk arrest. She'll join about a dozen others in blocking the doors to the recruiting center.
We feel that young people are being convinced to participate in a war that they may later much regret, as history proves that this was an unnecessary and unjustified war.
Saturday's sit-in will be largely symbolic because the recruiting center has announced it will be closed for an annual training seminar that was planned months ago. But Sitter is suspicious. She says her group will declare victory in having successfully shut it down.
Well, we're not sure why they're shut down. We planned this action at a time when their office windows said they would be open on Saturday. And now we found out that they've closed for some specific reason. There might be a coincidence there. There might not.
Protesters in Madison and across the country also plan to violate a federal law that carries a potential 10-year prison sentence. They plan to publicly urge soldiers who question the war to resist orders to be sent to Iraq. Madison activist Bonnie Block.
We think it's really important to support those soldiers who find that as a matter of conscience they cannot continue or they cannot return. We need to also, I think, make visible our objection to what's happening to our military.
What's happening, Block says, is illustrated by the numbers. More than 1,500 American troops killed, more than 20,000 wounded, and 20% of returning soldiers suffering from some form of post-traumatic stress disorder. But a commander of a Wisconsin National Guard unit who was in Iraq for a year disagrees with the protesters' tactics. Scott Southworth says they shouldn't be trying to interfere with soldiers or potential recruits.
If an individual chooses to join the military knowing that they will likely serve in either Iraq or Afghanistan at some point in time, the protesters should also respect those individuals' right to make that decision.
A public affairs spokesperson for Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld's office says the military has no plans to ask the Justice Department to enforce the law against counseling soldiers to resist orders to serve in Iraq. But the leader of the group Iraq Pledge of Resistance, Gordon Clark, says activists will do their best to provoke arrests.
The bottom line is we will not let this go away, and if they choose to ignore it now, we will make it so that they cannot ignore it until they revoke this unjust law and stop sending people to death against their conscience.
Other protests in Wisconsin on Saturday include one in Milwaukee, where protesters will carry 35 caskets draped in black to symbolize the number of Wisconsin soldiers killed in Iraq. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.